Today, Shi'as Masech Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Ve'elam Metzias, these are the situations where if somebody finds something, the Loch is Chayiv L'Hachris, that he would have to make an announcement. And all these cases are situations where there's a simon, and since there's a simon on what was lost, that's the reason that the announcement is required. Says the Mishnah, Matzah peiros b'kli, if fruit was found in a keli, or keli k'moshi, who you have an empty keli, mas b'tach kis, or you have money in a wallet, a kis k'moshi, who you have a wallet, the kain tzibure peiros, if you have a pile of peiros, tzibure mas, or a pile of money, Shloshim at Beis, or you find a pile of three coins, Zel Gavzeh, and of course the Gemara will explain extensively what that means. Bershus HaKrichos, we found small batches of bundles of produce. If they were found, Bershus HaYochid, so whatever simen was on them was protected. There wasn't a lot of people walking there, and since there aren't a lot of people walking there, there is no concern for trampling. For kikros shebalabayis, if there are loaves of bread that were baked by a balabayis, and as we explained previously, they're not the standard bread, so they have unique shape, size. So again, they have a simen. Gizei tzemer, balls of wool, halakuchim beis ha'umen, and every person who works with wool has their own way of working with it. Kada yayim v'kada shemen, or barrels of wine or oil. And again, they have seals on them, each one with their own unique seal. In all these cases, teaches us the Mishnah, Herei elu chayiv l'hachris, an announcement is required. The Rishonim ask that if the halacha is that if you have fruit in a keli, or money in a wallet, the halacha is that you have, that's a simon, and you return it, why did the Mishnah again have to also speak about when the wallet is alone, or the keli is alone? And therefore, the Chasam Sofer explains that the way to understand the Mishnah is if you find a keli full of fruit, and he only says that the simon that he has in the keli, then, and he also says what kind of fruit there was in this keli. So says the Chasam Sofer, in that case, you really have two reasons to return it to the person. He's giving a simon in the keli, and he's also saying what kind of fruit was found in the keli. So since he has two reasons, that's where perhaps we should accept what he says. But in a case where he's only saying a simon in the keli, or a simon in the wallet. So maybe under those circumstances, the halacha is different, suggests the Chasam Sofer, because maybe in those cases, there aren't that many simonim. Teaches us the Mishnah that even if he just gave a simon in the wallet and the keli, that is enough that it should be considered a simon. Another pshat, that which is going to be discussed more in the Gemara, is that the Mishnah is teaching us that the fruit do not necessarily have to be in the keli. Even if the fruit is not in the keli, as we're going to learn, it sometimes will be enough of a simon. So we learned if there's a pile of money or a pile of fruit, the halacha is that it's considered a good simon. But again, and we really prepared for this question, but why is this not a simon asui l'doris? The people walk there and they're going to trample the simon. So the Ramban says, we go back to the concept of Ein Ovrim Al Ochlin. When we speak about food, people don't trample food. And the Ramban says, even Akum, even if they won't be as respectful as food as we are, they still look at it as disrespectful to step on the food. And since we're talking about food, we don't have to worry that the food was trampled on. People don't trample on food. The Ravid says that it's speaking, when Mishnah is speaking in a place where there isn't a lot of traffic and there isn't a lot of people walking there, so that's why it doesn't become a siman that is trampled upon. We said the last case was Kadi Yam Kadi Shemen, Kireyev L'Chakris, and as we learned earlier on Daf Chav Gimel, there was a Machloikis Abaya in Rav Zeira, when what is the case of the Mishnah. The Rav Zeira explained that the Mishnah is speaking about that the barrel is Rishuma and has a very unique simen, and there was a Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, what does Rosh mean? He says Rashi held that the fact that it has a simen that is enough of a raya, because not everybody makes that Rishima on their barrels. The Tosfos learned that everybody had a unique simen, had a unique way of signing their barrels. And we also learned that Abaya added that there's a consideration, is it before the warehouses were open or after the warehouses open. And the way that Abaya explained it is, once the warehouses are open, everybody has a simen on their barrels, and therefore it's no longer a good simen. Before the warehouses are open, then at that point it would be considered a good siman. Begins the Gemara. Tamid matzah peiros, as we alluded to, tamid matzah peiros bekli, only because the fruit was in the keli, and similarly mas bekis, and the money was in the wallet. However, ha keli, it seems that if we had a keli ulafana peiros, and the peiros are in front of the keli, not in the keli, kis ulafana mas, or there's a wallet and the money is not in the wallet, it's in front of the wallet, then the halacha is harei l'shaloi. Then it will remain, it becomes the property of the finders. Says the Gemara, Tanina l'had tana rabbanan. This supports what a braisa taught us. And as Rashi in Masechta Bava Kamma tells us, whenever the Gemara says this kind of wording of Tanina l'had tana rabbanan, what the Gemara means to do is that not all braises we know are authoritative. But when we have a raya from a Mishnah to a halacha, which is stated in a braisa, that shows that what we learned in the braisa is indeed correct. So says the Gemara, Tanina l'hadu tana rabbanan. This pshat in the Mishnah supports to what we learned in the braisa. Matzah keli, if you find the keli, l'fan of peiros, and there are peiros in front of the keli, kis l'fan of mas, harei l'shaloi. However, says the Braisa, Mitzos Mitocha Keli, Mitzos Gaba Karka, if some of the fruit is in the Keli and some of it is on the ground, Mitzos Mitocha Kis, some of the money is in the wallet, or Mitzos Al Karka, and some of the money is on the ground, Chayiv Lahachris, then the halacha is that you have to make an announcement not just on the money that's in the wallet, not just on the payers that are in the Kis, but on everything. You would have to make an announcement. Ask the Gemara of Verminu, we'll ask a question. This, the Braisa teaches us, Matzah Dov Hashem Bei Simen. If you found something that doesn't have a simen on it, but Sad Dov Hashem Bei Simen, next to something that does have a simen, the halach is Chayiv Lahachris. An announcement is required. However, Ba Baal HaSimen, if the person that has the simen, the Notel Eshaloi, took the wallet, but he said the money is not his, Zocha Allah B'dav Hashem Bei Simen, then the finder keeps the money. So we see that money that's in front of a wallet sometimes is kept by the finder. So Rashi explains that the question is that the first price says Matzah Keli L'fana Peiros, Kis L'fana Mas Harei L'Shaloi, and the second price says that chayv, the chayv l'chachris. So the question is, do you make an announcement or you keep it? Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the first braisa says mitzosim b'keli, mitzosim al gal b'karka, somewhere here and somewhere there. And the second braisa speaks about that that only what was in the wallet and was in the keli seems to be the person who shows the simen and not the rest. Answers the Gemara, loikasha. Amar Rav Zvid, like Kasha, there's a way to reconcile this. Ha, the Mishnah and the first Braisa says that the part that doesn't have a simen is kept by the finder. Again, we're learning like Rashi, the halacha is bekuva v'kitna. It's linen material, and if it fell out, it wouldn't. The fact that nothing is left inside the original receptacle, it's a proof that none of this was in the original receptacle. For ha, but sana peri. The second price, it says you have to make an announcement. That's in a case where everything fell out. And where everything falls out, those are the kind of things that fall out completely. And since those are the kind of things that fall out completely, that's why making an announcement, the fact that nothing was left, is not an indication. The Ktzais asks, here we're saying that if something that doesn't have a simon was next to something that has a simon, then you have to make an announcement. And as the Gemara just explained, because there's a strong indication it fell out of the original container. But as the Ktzais, there's a rule in Shas, that Roi V'Karev, where we have, and as we often say in our Shurim, the halacha is that whenever we have a suffix, the Torah, Chazal in Shas, give us methods how to deal with those situations, how to deal with a suffix. And one of the rules that we have throughout Shas is that if we have one of the ways to determine what to do in a suffix is roiv. We follow the majority. Another way of following dealing with a suffix is we go with karv, what was closest. So the halach is that roiv a karv halacharach roiv. The roiv is a stronger way of being able to answer deal with a suffix than karv. Yet here, as the tzais, if we roiv people, this money that was found is the majority of people that come with it, it doesn't belong to them. But we are following the karev. So why do we follow the karev and not the roiv? So the tzais answers that the halacha of roiv, the karev, halach acha roiv, is only said where the thing is not, where the thing that we're judging on, thinking about, is not where originally was all along. But if it was where it was all along, there the halach is not the roiv v'karev halachah roiv. The money in front of the wallet, the fruit in front of the basket, was there all along. So therefore, there we go with karev. The Chasam Sofer explains that when we speak about all the situations in our perek of a metziah, what really needs to be spoken about is that they're very unique, different than anything else we've spoken about in Shas. Because throughout Shas, the rule is Bari V'Shem and Bari Adif, that somebody who knows for certain, he always has an upper hand. So if that's the case, says the Chasam Sofer, and I think Rabbi Chanan actually says a very similar vart. So since the person, the Bari should automatically prevail. But because it's a metziah, that's why the regular halachas do not apply. Says the Chasam Sofer, but because it's a situation of Bari, it changes the entire, it changes all the rules. And therefore, even though maybe normally the halacha will be roiv v'karev halachah acha roiv, not in such a case where there's a Bari v'shema contradicting that. The Nachas Tavah, the Chazon Ish, explain that when we speak about an aveda, this is what I understand, is when we speak about aveira, when we speak about aveda, the regular halachas that are used throughout Shas of determining a suffix are not the same rules that are used by Hilchas Aveda. There we have to use a whole different set of rules and make determinations. And therefore, just because this is the way we would, just because Roiv Akarev, throughout Shas, we go Basar Roiv, that has nothing to do with what we're speaking in our share today. On the other hand, I saw the Maloy HaRoyim explains that this is not the regular case of Roiv. There is really only one owner of this Aveda. And therefore, that's not considered Roiv. So now we're saying that if it's close to the open wallet, the money is close to the open wallet, the fruit is close to the open basket, we say that it came from that basket. So the question that the Tzoy says is what is the shear of being close? So he says that just like the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah discusses that there was an Avodah Zarah called Makulis. And Makulis was an Avodah Zarah that the way it was worshipped was that people threw stones at it. And any stone that was near that Avodah Zarah is we consider it that it was used for Avodah Zarah. And obviously anything that was used for Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoah. Says the Ktzais that the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah says that the shear of what is considered close is 4 amos. So says the Ktzais that here too the shear would be dalet amos. That the Nesivus is not quite certain if that is something that could be used for our shear, for what's being discussed in our Gemara, what is considered close. Rapapama, again, we have this question, how to reconcile the brises. So Rapapama, Havetzan of a Peri, the Mishnah and the two brises are talking about a basket that has fruit, Vloy Kasha. So they're talking about the exact same situation. How are they reconciled? Hadashtai Bamidi, if there's something still left in the Keli, so we could assume that some were left inside and some rolled out. But if there was nothing left in the original Keli, that's an indication that there was nothing left over. And since there was nothing left over, what's inside the Keli and what's in front of it have nothing to do one with the other. And the way I sort of was trying to explain is that if it rolled out, it's hard to believe that everything would have rolled out. V'bayis Ema. Another way of explaining, says the Gemara, Hava Hada Loishta Bamidi, there's nothing left in the original Keli, V'loi Kasha. Hada Ma'ada Ape L'gaba Peri, if the opening and the Peris are in front of the opening of the wallet, the Peris are in front of the opening of the basket, the money's in front of the opening of the wallet, then we could assume it rolled out from that wallet, from that Keli. Hada Loi Ma'adri Ape L'gaba Peri, but if they're not facing the opening, then we don't have to assume that that's the case. V'bayis Ema, another teretz suggests the Gemara Havaha, the Mahadri Apil Gaba Peri, that what rolled out is facing the opening. V'loy Kasha, Hoda Isli Agnelet Salin, if there's some sort of a hem, a border around the barrel, so it would prevent everything from rolling out. And since it would prevent everything from rolling out, the fact that there's nothing left inside is an indication it didn't come from in there. Hada lastly, if there's nothing, there's no lip to prevent what's inside from rolling out, so the fact that everything rolled out doesn't mean that it wasn't from that keli. We learned in the Mishnah that if you found tziburei peiros or tziburei mos, a pile of fruit or a pile of money, you have to make an announcement. Says the Gemara, Shema Mina, it seems that based on the learning of our Mishnah, minyan have a simon. If the person who lost the money, the fruit, will say how much fruit and how much money was there, that would be an indication that it's a good simon. And as Tosfos points out, even though we've already learned earlier in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that minyan is a simon, but the Gemara is saying if we could bring a proof from a Mishnah that so is the halacha, it would be much stronger, because a Mishnah, of course, is a stronger proof than a Braisa. Says the Gemara, Tanit Tzibur Peris. We can learn that the Mishnah is speaking about one pile, and therefore there's no minion that should serve as a simon. So says the Gemara, but if that's the case, so what is the simon? That the where it was found will be a simon. So now should we suggest that from our Mishnah we have a raya, the Makam have a simon. Says the Gemara, Tani Tziburei prayers. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that our Mishnah is not going to be a raya one way or another to what the halacha is. What the halacha is. Says the Gemara, Shalosh Matbei Zel Gavzeh. If you found 3 coins, one on top of the other, you have to make an announcement. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Magdalah, to which Rabbi Yitzchak Magdalah says, V'ushasun k'magdalim. If they're piled up like a tower, that means that the bottom coin is wider than the middle coin, and the middle coin is wider than the upper coin. And therefore, since they're put on in this fashion, It's a proof that it was put there this way deliberately, and therefore it's going to be a good siman. So Moritz Chayis says, what does the name Rabbi Yitzchak Migdaloh represent? He says, Rabbi Yitzchak Migdaloh is somebody that's not mentioned often in Shas. Here we find him mentioned in Shas, and he was an individual that spoke, as we just learned, about a Migdol, and that's how he got his name, Rabbi Yitzchak Migdaloh. However, I did see that many don't accept the Moritz Chayis explanation, because they say that actually we do have his, we do find his name in other places in Shas, and therefore they explain his name was Ritzik Migdaloh because he came from the city Migdaloh. Tanya Mihochi says the Brisa, Mahatmah Mephazaris, if he's found scattered money, Harel Shaloi, then the finder could keep it. However, Suim Kmigdolim, if they're arranged like a Migdal, Chayv Lahakris, they were in the Suim Kmigdolim, what does it mean it was put away that way? Sholish Matbein, you have three coins that are not equal in width, Zel Gavzeh, not, and they were arranged one on top of the other. Ask the Gemara, Haguf Akasha. So we have some sort of a difficulty. Amrit, first we said, Matzim Mephoz Mephazaris, if you found scattered money, Hare Elu Shaloi, then the finder could keep it. Ha, this seems to indicate, Meshalchi Fishalchufi, that if they're somehow arranged one on top of the other, even if it's not a perfect arrangement, that already would be enough for the reason to Chayv Lahakris to make an announcement. But ask the Gemara, Ema Seifa, let's go continue learning the Braisa. The Braisa says, Asuin Kimigdolim, if they were specifically arranged like a tower, then the halacha is Chayv Lahakris, you have to make an announcement. Ha Mishalchi Shalchufi, if they're not arranged perfectly, Harel Shaloi, the finder could keep it. So how do we reconcile this Braisa? Tana answers the Gemara, Kol She'ein Asuin Kimigdolim. What the Braisa means to say, if they're not perfectly arranged, then automatically, with Fazaris Karluhu, they're considered as if they're scattered. To which the Gemara continues to say, Amar Rav Chanina, Loi Shanu Ela Shashloisha Malachim. If the coins were from three different kings, and because they're from three different kings, therefore they are each different. Avos Melech Echad, if they all are from one king, then in a Chayv L'Hakris, the halacha would be that you don't have to make an announcement because that the fact that they're all together is not a valid siman. So ask the Gemara, let's understand what was just taught us. Hey Chidami, Ida Suyin K'migdolim, if they were arranged like a Migdol, so then ask the Gemara, Filo Shemela Echad Nami, the fact that they're all from one king should not be an issue. Vida ain't a suin kmigdolim, and if they weren't properly arranged, so then ask the Gemara, afilu shloshim malachim, even if they come from three different malachim, namiloi, it should not be a proof. El Eitmar says, if we Rav Chanina taught us anything, says the Marhach Yitmar, this is what he taught us. Loishanu el shamelach echad. Even if they're all from one country, from one king, kein shloshim malachim, which is similar as if they were from three different countries. Ve'chidami, what does that mean? That the suin k'magdolim, that they were made like a tower, which as we explained earlier, means the revicha tata, the widest one is on the bottom, betzia, the one that's in the middle, is in the middle, vezuta, the narrowest one, the smallest one is on top, elui, betzia is on top of the middle one, the minin, that is clearly an indication, and that the person who left it there deliberately, and therefore it's a simon, and you have to make an announcement. However, avashamelch echad, if they come from one king, the kulakadadinenu, that they all are the same size, afi gav da manchadadi, even though they're stacked one on top of the other, still the alocha, his harayel shaloi, the finder may keep it. Because Amer, we need to assume esrami bahadeh hadadi nofel, that this wasn't done deliberately, but it was put in a stack. So the question is, we have a question. When the money is in this fashion, asked the Pnei Yeshua, it's a question. doesn't mean it was deliberately left this way or not. And isn't the halacha that sofik hinuach, where we don't know what to say, that it was left this way deliberately or not, we're always machmer. Why in our Gemara don't we follow that approach? So the Pnei Yeshua answers that since we're speaking here about money, and we're also learning that people, we go back to what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us at the beginning of the parak, Adam Osi L'mashmish Kisoy Kol Shoh, people are very careful about the money, about their money. And since people are very careful about their money, they're not going to leave it that way. And therefore, since since it isn't compelling that it was left deliberately that way, we say it wasn't left that way. Rabbi Yochanan Amar says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, Shemelech Echad, even if they're for one king, and they're all one on top of the other, Nami Machris. It's unusual, and you make an announcement. So ask the Gemara, my Machris, exactly what is the number? What is the simon that you rely on? Says the Gemara Minyan, the person who lost it is going to have to say the right number. Says the Gemara, if that's what's meant to say, so why does it have to be three? Ma'ir Tulasa, I feel a train on me. In other words, if we're following the way they're stacked, so when they're stacked that way, only with three coins is an indication. But if we're not following the stacking, because they're one on top of the other, so what makes three more than two? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, because the person who finds the coins, what does he announce? Tiva Machris. He announces he finds that he found coins. And when he announces that he finds coins, so coins usually means two. So if somebody's going to come and say that he found two, it's not going to be a valid simon. Only when it's more than two will the number be a valid simon. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kishir, what is the halacha if the money is arranged in a circle? Kishura, if it's arranged in a line. Kichatsuva, if it looks like a segol, mahu. Kisulam, if it's not perfectly stacked, it looks like a ladder, mahu. Will these be valid simonim or not? Says the Gemara, Pshayt miyachada, one question I can answer. Any situation where you have a stack of coins and you would put a small toothpick in between, and they could all be picked up that way, and he says that that would be the case. What the Gemara means to say is that when they're arranged like a ladder, that would be the case, and therefore achraza is required. By Rav Ashi, ask the Gemara, Kavni Beis Kulis. Kavni Beis Kulis is, like we mentioned a few moments ago, there was an Avodah Zorah called Kulis. And that was the Avodah, and the question is, if they're stacked like those stones, what would be the halacha? There was this Avodah Zorah that was stacked like stone, and they would put stones in front of it. And what would be the halacha if it's stacked that way? So the Shita asks that we're not allowed to use Avodah Zorah as a marker. We're not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zorah. How come here the Gemara uses that name? So the Shita answers that actually the name that the Akum gave for that Avodah Zorah was Kilus. The definition of the word Kilus is praise. And that's why they gave it the name of praise, because they always praised this Avodah Zorah. We, of course, are not praising the Avodah Zorah. And therefore, what we call the Avodah Zorah was Kulus, which is the opposite of kilos. It's the opposite of praising. So again, ask the Gemara, Kavni Beis Kulos Mahu, Toshma, says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Motzah Mosma Fazoris, if you found scattered money, Harel Shaloi, because there's no simon. However, Kavni Beis Kulos, if they're stacked like the Avni Beis Kulos, then Chayv L'Hachris, an announcement is required. And says the Brisa, Ve'elahein, Beis Kulis. How was the Beis Kulis stone organized? Achas Mikan, one from one side, Vachas Mikan, one from the other side, Vachas Agabeim, and one on top of them. Tan Rabbanan, continues the Gemara. Hamaitzi Sel B'Shuk. If somebody finds a coin in the street, V'amatza Chavera, and his friend meets him, V'amaloi Shalihu, it's my coin, and the sim that he gives is Chadoshihi, that it's a new coin. Neroinasi, It's from the covenant Neroinus. Shemelech Plenihi. It comes from a certain king. So, of course, the Rechroinim ask, Neroinus Amelech Pliny really means the same. He's saying from which country, which government it's coming from. So why is the Braisa say Neroinus Amelech Pliny? So the Sefer Chasdei David answers that this Braisa was taught in the time when Neron Kesar was the king. And his king, and his coins were most prevalent. So saying Neroinus is not a great simon, because if you're in the United States and you say a dollar, everybody uses here dollars. But saying Shemelech Acher, Melech Pliny, maybe should be considered one a good simon. The Sefer Amtachas Binyamin gives a different teretz. He says the way it worked is, I guess, using again the United States as a example, Neroinus was the name of the government of the entire country. And then there were separate states, and every state had its own coin. So when it says Neroinus Shemelech Pliny, it doesn't mean different coins. On one side of all of the coins in that country was Neroin, because that was the government of the entire country. And then every state had its own individual coin that was marked on the other side. So it's not two different coins, it's one coin. Loya Maklum, all of these are not considered a good simon. V'loyayda afilu shmai kosovle, says the Gemara, even if your name is on the coin, loya maklum. L'fish ain't simon l'matbeah, a coin can't have a simon. So there are many explanations. One explanation is that many coins, and people put their name on the coin, and then they give, or the dollar bill, and then they give it to somebody else. So the fact that your name is found on a dollar bill doesn't mean anything. The only simon the Rishonim say would be a valid simon is if there's a crack in the coin. And that too I saw as a question, because even if there's a crack in the coin, I still could spend the coin that I have with a crack. So some say it's not a simon, and some say, yes, there's an argument that it shouldn't be a good simon, but maybe there's an argument that it should be a simon when I say I didn't spend it. Says the Gemara, Fisha and Simon Matbeya, Dama Dilma Fuki Afka Mencha Echrenafel. You spent that money and somebody else lost it. Says the Mishnah, Matza Acha Gafa. If you found something behind a wall made out of wood, or Acha Agedar, or after a wall made out of stone, Goyzlis Mukusharim, birds that are tied together, Oy Bishfilin Shebesadis, or you find these tied together birds on roads in the field, the halach is hareza lo yigabahem. You shouldn't touch them. Matza kli ba'ashba, if you find a keli of something in the garbage, imechusa, if it's covered, lo yigabah, because it's obvious that it was put there deliberately, and since it's obvious that it was put there deliberately, you shouldn't take it. Megula, but if it's left open, so then it's just a proof that it was put into the garbage can, and therefore, Neutel Machras, you should make an announcement. My Tama, ask the Gemara, why when you find tied together birds, aren't you allowed to take them? Damrinan, says the Gemara, we have to assume, Hani Inish Itznanu, somebody put away these birds this way, Vishakalu, and now if somebody is going to take those birds from the place where the owner left those birds, Les Lula Mariah Simona Begavayu, the owner won't have a simon with which to find the birds. Hilkach, so therefore, says the Gemara Leshefkinu, leave the birds, add the Masim Arayu until their owner will come, Veshakalahu, and will take them. But ask the Gemara, if these birds are tied together, Vamai, Leheva Kesha Simona, isn't the fact that they're tied together, shouldn't that be a good simon? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Abba Barzav da Amarav, their wings are tied together, and therefore, since the Kul Amah Hachi Makdrilu, everybody ties their birds that way, so that's why it doesn't serve as good as a good simon. So I saw a very nice pshat. Klai Yisrael is compared to a bird. Klai Yisrael is compared to a yoina. And when it says, Goizlus Mekshorim, if Klai Yisrael are Mekushorim, if Klal Yisrael are be'achtos, that we're all tied together, loy yigabehen. Nobody could touch us. Nothing could happen to Klal Yisrael when we are ba'achdus. Nobody could touch us. Nobody could do any harm to us when we are ba'achdus. Ask the Gemara, v'lehevim makom simen. But ask the Gemara, why is the place, why can't we use the place where they're found as a simen? Answers, the Gemara, Amar Rav Okva b'chama b'amedadin, that they are moving around. And since they're moving around, that's why it's not a good simen. I also saw that the Mefarshim asked, why can't the count be a good simen? How many birds there were? So the Rishonim answer, it's not a good simen, because since they're just tied together, sometimes they get disconnected. That isn't going to be considered a good simen. E b'medadin, but ask the Gemara, if we're saying that they could walk from where they were, so then the question is, if they could walk from where they were, so then everything should be not, then it shouldn't be a good simen. Ma'am also, because we should be concerned that these aren't the birds that you left there. It says the Gemara, if there's no simen, so why should it matarim? It should be mutter for the person to find it, to take it. Says the Gemara, because indeed it is a fair question that maybe they came from somewhere else. On the other hand, it could be said that we could keep that they were left there deliberately. And here the Gemara teaches us the halacha that I mentioned earlier. So now this becomes a situation of havli safek kinuach. We just don't know what to do. Call safek kinuach whenever we have this kind of a question. L'chatchila layito, you shouldn't take it, leave it. V'natal, but if you did take it, lo yachzer, don't give it back to somebody else. So that is a big machlokes rishonim. What is the definition of lo yachzer? Rashi says lo yachzer, that if it isn't where it was originally, and the owner claims that these are mine, you don't give it to him. Other rishonim, and that's actually what I saw as the opinion of most rishonim, means lo yachzer, means that you shouldn't put it back. If you took it, keep it, and don't take it back, and don't put it back where you took it from. But here we have a machloikas rishonim. So the Gemara is teaching us clearly, according to these rishonim, don't put it back from where you took it. But even though you don't put it back from where you took it, what happens if the owner comes and says it's mine? Not that it wasn't, it's in the original place. Some rishonim say that you would give it back to them, and some rishonim say you wouldn't. We learned further in the Mishnah, matzah keli b'ashba, something was found in the garbage dump, b'chusa lo yigaba, megula noit l'machsa. V'minu, asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, matzah kli tamah b'ashba, if you find something in the garbage dump, noit l'machris, shekein darka shel ashba l'fonois. Garbage dumps are always cleaned out, and therefore, since they're always cleaned out, you can't say somebody left it there deliberately. Answers the Gemara, Amar Azir Loikasha. Habakuvi Vikasi, the Mishnah speaking about cups, small cups. Habasakiva Hemnik is talking about forks and knives. Kuvi Vikasi, which are bigger kalim. So the halacha is that even somebody's going to clear out the garbage dump, he's going to notice these things and leiga, he won't touch them. Sikni Vahamnik, forks and knives, which are small, the person clearing out the garbage dump won't notice, and therefore noitel machris. Rapapa mahavaha, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are speaking about kuvi v'kasi, these larger kalim. V'loi kasha. Bashbas sui lebonis, the garbage dump which is always cleared out, so therefore the owner doesn't intend to leave it there. And therefore you have to make an announcement. Kam ba'ashbas she'en asui lebonis, but if it's a garbage dump that's not typically cleared out, so the person could say, I left it there deliberately. But ask the Gemara, if it's an ashpa, hasoy lefanas, if it's a garbage dump that's always cleared out, why, if somebody put that something there, should it be considered a situation where an announcement should be made? Aveda medasi, by putting it in such a place, you're clearly indicating that you meant to keep it there. Says the Gemara, Right. If something was put in a garbage dump that's always cleared out, that the person, if it's left there, the person who finds it keeps it. Here we're speaking about ba'ashpeshe in a suya lefanis. It's usually not cleared out. And now, nimlechalel lefnaisai, the owner decided to clear it. But the person who owns these objects could say, you know why I left them there? I left them there because it's my assumption that nobody's going to come touch them. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rapapa, Rapapa who explained that the Brice is speaking about Ashba Sui Lifonois, Hanik Tani, we could understand what the Brice says, Shekain Daka Ashba Lifonois. When the Brice said, because garbage dumps are normally cleared out, it's very consistent with what Rapapa taught us. El Razvid, that said that we're speaking about different type of Kalim. So what did the Brice speak about? What is the point in adding these words? Shekein derech ashpa lefanos. Says the Gemara, Shekein derech ashpa lefanos loy kelim ktanim. People put, by mistake, forks and knives into the garbage. And therefore, if you find them, you have to make an announcement. We say, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that me ashpois yorim evyoin. In Perikov Gimel, Kufil Gimel. The Imri Emes, quoting the Chedusha Arim, says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu picks us up from the Ashbois. He says, so he explains, we just learned in our Gemara, there are two different types of Ashbois. There are Ashbois has Sui Lefonois, and there's an Ashbois Sheena Sui Lefonois. Says the Gemara that they're different, that the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us is that if a person sees somebody else in a bad place, so if it's an Ashpa Hasui Lefonos, if this person is still, there's hope for this person, so it's our obligation to clear out the garbage. But sometimes you have an Ashpa that's going to remain an Ashpa. Like our Gemara just said, it's an Ashpa She'ena Suya Lefonos. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tehillim, explains Demiris, me ashbois yorim evyoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wonderful chesed that he shows us, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with that wonderful chesed that he shows us? Me ashbois yorim evyoin. No matter how low and no matter how difficult a person's situation, yorim evyoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift us up from whatever bad place we find ourselves in.